Soda Fire Follow-Up, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
The fire would race up one spot, and then the cows would move out of the way, and then they'd move over into the black, and the other parts would burn behind them. And when the fire was going raging, and it was everywhere, and it burned everything.
That's Owyhee County rancher Ted Blackstock back in August of 2015. The soda fire was just beginning, and before it was done, 280,000 acres of high desert, used mostly for livestock grazing, was burned off. Rehab was soon underway, and by the spring of 2016, new vegetation brought the beautiful landscape back to life. That was good news to cowmen who rely greatly on the desert grass lost to fire. And now, 20 months later...
We're still off the BLM ground. We used a little bit of our private ground last fall, and the grass had come back really well. We were really tickled with it. We just used part of the grass, maybe 25%. This year we'll use it quite a bit more. And BLM, hopefully the grass is recovering very nicely. We're hoping to go out after 1st of August.
Blackstock has been a traveling cowboy since the fire and is looking forward to coming home.
I've got a cow's 100 miles south and 100 miles north. It's a long ways in between. I'm trying to get back to our home country again.
Good cattle markets prior to the 2015 fire have helped the Blackstocks pay the extra bills during the recovery, but he's still trying to build the herd back to pre-fire numbers.
It'll take probably 4 or 5 years to get back up.
Living with wildfire is one of the many challenges for the cowboys of Owyhee County. David Sparks, aginfo.net.